did I tell him that night when I went home and I had my pants off and I was looking at my leg, that my leg was purple? Like, we're talking like borderline eggplant purple, like zombie flesh purple? No, I'm a dumb actor. So picture this. I'm in Florida, living my best deep sea fishing life. I'm in the boat, and at some point I cut my leg. Not really sure at which point that happened, but I was aware of it. Do I clean it? Yeah, of course. Which for me kind of just entailed jumping into the ocean, the saltwater sting and all that, you know? Did I go to the doctor? Of course not. I'm an actor, and I needed to get onto the set of the Soviet sleep experiment fast. So I just put on some, you know, Neosporin or something like that, and didn't really think about it much. Cut to a few days later, I am working on the film, The Soviet Sleep Experiment, and my character, Subject 6, it's written into the script. He gets a little bit of a beating, and coincidentally, it happens to the leg that I have this cut on. I decide in that moment, as we were shooting that little bit of a fight scene, that I'm going to use this. And after that, I start limping as the character. I give myself a little bit of a limp. Yes, this is life imitating art, or vice versa, something like that. Fast forward to a week later, and the director pulls me aside. The director's name is Barry Anderson. He's a great guy, super fun to work with. He asks me, he's like, "Paul, I noticed that you're limping all the time. Like, is this part of your process? Or I'm worried that you're actually hurt. Like, did you get hurt doing that stunt?" Did I tell him in that moment that my leg was hurt? No. Did I tell him in that moment that I was in really, really severe pain? No, I'm a dumb actor. So in that moment, did I admit to Barry that my leg was purple? Like, not just a little bit, but like from my butt down to the bottom of my toes, my leg was purple, like eggplant purple, like zombie flesh purple? Absolutely not. Later that night, though, I had to admit when I just couldn't walk anymore, I should probably go and see a professional. I go in, and immediately upon seeing my leg, the doctor tells me, "We need to operate right now." And he proceeds to ask me, I kid you not, "Do you mind if nurses come in and watch?" And that's how I wound up face down, pants off, ass up, as scalpels on a tray were rolled in. Fun, disgusting fact, the incision that they made was right under my butt cheek. And yeah, it was really, really like real horror movie energy. I don't think I'm going to show a photo, but like picture like a 2-inch by 2-inch, like, what do you call it? Like, it wasn't like a pimple. It was like a kind of like a boil, but like, just putrid. Putrid, putrid, putrid. And listen, cutting, they didn't use scissors, they used a scalpel. But like cutting into the wound, I was fine. I was cool as a cucumber. Even during all the drainage, everything. Totally fine. The real horror, wound packing. If you've never had it, they take gauze and they stuff it into the wound. Like stuffing a turkey. And it's not a little bit of gauze. It's quite a bit. And they take it and little bit by bit by bit by bit, they shove it inside the wound until all of it gets inside. And then they wrap like an ace bandage. But here's the real talk. The doctor was furious that I waited so long to come in. He told me that I could have lost my leg, that I could have gone septic. He made me come in every single day for wound packing and so that he could monitor it to make sure that the infection did not get into my bloodstream, which meant I had to adjust my filming schedule a little bit. There was a couple of times I was late. I had to move some of the call times around, but I didn't die. I didn't get sepsis. I didn't lose my leg. My character in the movie, not so lucky. Would I recommend showing up on a horror movie set with a, one, with an infected leg? No. Would I recommend it with a wound-packed leg? No, absolutely not. Walking around with a wound pack? Oh my God, it hurts. I lived, I filmed, and now I have a gnarly scar on the back of my leg that's like attached to a horror movie. And any guy that I date, because of where it's located, he gets to hear this story too. Truly the gift that keeps scarring. If you like this little behind the scenes story, I hope that you'll subscribe, like, do all the things. I'm always hoping to tell some more. Drop a comment if you also have accidentally become very method in your acting. Be curious to hear. All right. Hope you're having the day that you deserve.